3, 2, 1.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Hello, my friends. We are doing a podcast, I guess. Happy Wednesday to you. Today's show brought to you by Freisinger Hyundai, running the price right on the pike. We're in the American Shaman of PA studio. If you have pain, anxiety, you can't sleep, well, do yourself a favor. Meet with a wellness consultant at American Shaman of PA. Life is better with the feather. Check it out, hempishealth.com. Across from me is not Steph. Sammy will be joining us. Steph is quite busy this week with her job with the Harrisburg Senators. So I decided to give her some time off to focus on that and not worry about this.
That was nice.
I missed Sammy and I was like, oh no, Steph, you take all the time in the world. You do your thing. You do you, girl. And then I'm like, oh, my vacation from Steph is hanging out with Sammy. So we're doing that for the next few shows. So excited to have you here. Thanks for coming and wearing your cool mom shirt. Can people see that?
I am a cool mom.
Thanks. Yeah. Where'd you get that? I want one. Would it be weird if I walked around with one?
Yeah, but now I want you to. I just want to walk around and watch people's reactions.
What if we walked around with matching cool mom shirts? Like, that is definitely alternative couple. I don't know what alternative, but
you can't judge anybody about anything with anything. So
no, people would. I think they would. Me and
they
you.
Would,
how little you are, how big I am. Me with facial hair and buzz cut, and you looking like a, you know, normal woman, and we're both wearing cool mom shirts. Yeah, I think people are like, all right, enough is enough.
Things are getting real weird now.
Today is Wednesday, and we do we kick off every Wednesday show with a Would You Rather question. I think this is going to be pretty easy for you. Me, I've been thinking about it for a while. Would you rather rule the world or live in a world with absolutely no problems at all? So would you want to have ultimate power?
Mm-mm.
Or for everyone to be good?
Everybody be good. And I'm not good at decision making.
You know, when I was prepping this show and I came across that you know, I go and I try to find these tough or funny would you rather questions. And knowing you were going to be in today, I thought about that. Like, I guarantee Sammy says something along the lines of, I'm not a good decision maker, so I'm definitely not going to rule the world.
I need somebody to tell me what to do.
But imagine how awesome your world would be if you ran it.
I mean, I have that in my house, at least.
Okay.
I don't want the whole world.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a narcissist, so I'm going to say rule the world. I would like to have ultimate power. It wouldn't go well because my ideas are strange. Case in point, the idea that I've had for years of putting birth control in the water.
No, I think that's a good idea.
And here's the thing, like, to get the antidote to the birth control, you just got to answer some simple questions. That's it. Right? So we hear all these stories about these idiots who do idiot things all the time. And I'm like, yeah, no, they're not allowed to procreate. They're that's them. There should be no more of them. So if you want to have a baby, you just come in and I say, like, okay, you noticed you have a beehive on your deck. Do you A, call an exterminator, B, wait till it's dark and spray it with the bee spray stuff, or C, create a homemade flamethrower and shoot it at the beehive? What did you notice about that question? There are two right answers. We would have accepted A or B, but C is the bad one. If you say C, you can't have a kid for 5 years. You could take the test again in 5 years. That is like, I think that's good because not everyone's going to handle that situation the same way, but the ways we're giving you, there's two ones that are acceptable and one that is the dumb stuff we see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Argue my point. Nobody can.
I also wouldn't want to rule the world because if I did do something wrong, like, then it falls back on me and then I feel like a piece of crap.
Well, I mean, if people are criticizing you, you just, you know,
off with their head.
Have them killed. Sammy's World. All right. So I saw this on your Facebook page the other day, and oh my God, it's fantastic. So you just bought a car, and on the car is one of those oval stickers with what, 13.2 on it?
13.1. That's a half marathon.
That's a half marathon, right? Cause, yeah, because 26.2 is a full marathon. So you see people with the 26.2, you're like, oh, great for you. And you bought this car. And all right, you just take it from here.
So it's an older car. That sticker's been on there forever. It's going to be a pain in the butt to take off. It's probably going to peel the paint at this point.
Sure.
So I was like, you know what? I'll just get a better sticker, have it made, and explain it with that sticker.
It's so funny. As a matter of fact, later today, I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page.
Sure.
On the Puff and Steph Facebook page. It is awesome. It is so awesome. And it's like this little squiggly line that points to the 13.1 sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it say?
It says, what does it say exactly? That's from the last owner.
I don't run. Yeah. It is amazing. It is so good.
It's just easier to do that than to take
somebody is going to take a picture of that. I'm trying to beat them to it. Because someone is going to take a picture of that. And they're going to post it online, and it's going to go viral. And you just created a brand new thing of making stickers that explain other stickers on people's car. So people are going to be like going to used car lots. And I was like, oh, yeah, oh, take a look at this 2004, you know, Civic. Okay, yeah. Oh, don't worry. Before you buy it, we'll get all the stickers off there. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm trying to go viral. Don't you dare. I'm trying to Sammy up this car.
Maybe that one already exists. I don't know. I've never seen it, but I was just trying to. Sometimes I think I'm funny.
That was funny. That's very, very funny. I texted you. I was like, is this really you? And I apologize for that because I know you're funny. I know you're clever. I know
but
you're witty.
I didn't know that I got a new car either.
I didn't know you got a new car, but I shouldn't have second guessed. I shouldn't have said like, no, that's just something she found funny and posted. She didn't do that. And I apologize for that. You deserve better.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I was doubting you. But at the same time, when I found out that it really was you, I went, oh yeah, no, that makes total sense. Absolute total sense.
I should have made it myself and, you know, sold them. Made a profit somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, that only works if they have one of those. Yeah. You know, marathon, half marathon, whatever.
And I think I got the idea from, you know, the my honor student or my kid beat up your honor student kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, where but it came that ex- from even. But that's making fun of someone else's sticker.
Yeah.
It's self-deprecating, which is some of my favorite type of humor. And it just pokes fun at that stuff. I've never seen it. I've never seen a sticker explaining a sticker that the former owner put on.
Because I'm too lazy
right to
take that sticker.
Like if someone is a Philadelphia Eagles fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan buys their car. Like you have an arrow pointing it and writing ew or something like
or
that.
Or think about like the political ones. Like if somebody had bought one that said Trump on it and were like anti-Trump, like how would you make a funny one about that?
I don't think people who are anti-Trump would keep that on their car no matter what.
Not even if they made a cool, funnier sticker?
I don't know. What would be a cool, funny sticker to a anti-Trumper? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know what would be one if someone who is a Trumper bought a Hillary car.
Yeah.
Maybe like someone points an arrow and says, lock her up, because that's what they said all the time.
Or the not my president. Or.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe
but
one.
Those aren't really even
what,
funny.
What if it was a Trump one and they wrote like an arrow like you did and then we're like, he gone. Or something like that. Maybe. All right. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, what would you do in this situation?
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph podcast.
I want to believe that I would be a hero. I watch enough of those Marvel movies where I want to believe if put in this certain situation, Super Puff would come through, save the day, make the news, maybe help the ratings on this show go up a little bit. I don't know. But this Georgia waitress is a hero. She pulled a woman from a burning car on the side of the highway last Thursday. Keelan Harper was on her way home from her shift when she saw something burning on the side of the road. By the time she got up to the car, the front was already engulfed in flames. She pulled back the airbags, found the driver, Ashley, with a badly broken leg and bleeding from her head. She ran to the passenger side, grabbed underneath Sean's arms, and pulled her out as the fire got progressively worse. Harper was able to pull Sean out of the car and held her in her arms until authorities arrived.
Wow.
What an amazing story. This chick's a hero.
Yeah.
Would you do this?
I'd like to think I would.
Or would you be like, don't worry, I've called the police. Try not to get burned.
I know what I would want to do, but what I would actually do, I can't say. But yeah.
It's one of those fight or flight responses.
Yeah, and I think that would kick in.
Adrenaline starts kicking in. You know, it's like about the moms who lift cars off their kids. Why your kid got under a car? I mean, maybe you're a bad mom. But you want to believe that you would do something to help. But, I think you would try until, like, you saw a spider on the front seat.
You'd be
like,
or started to sweat.
You're on your own. There's a spider.
I throw some water on it, at least. Like, I have water! Don't worry!
Don't worry! I stopped none of it with this small bottle of water.
Fire is one thing that freaks me out. Like, I'm afraid of that. I don't want to, like, melt and, like, burn and... So that's a little scary.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the sun, because I get sunburned a lot. I don't know if I've ever gotten burned a little bit here and there.
But the fact that she went in and pushed the airbag, like, I would have just assumed whoever's in there is probably already dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I
would have slept fine at night because I would have assumed that they were already dead.
That still would have scarred me for life, but I would just think, oh boy, that's not good. I wouldn't think that there's anything that I could do to help this situation.
Are you alive?
It's like the Are You Choking videos.
Are you alive? Yeah, help. I don't.
What?
I didn't hear.
I think I'm hearing things.
All right, well, I'm just going to walk away. Help! That's a weird wind tonight.
Ugh.
I'm 87% sure I would help.
Like if she was in an accident when there wasn't fire, but she needed to be pulled out.
Do you know,
totally for that.
Do you know, when I was living in Buffalo in college, we lived on in a house just off of campus. And we lived kind of near this weird off-ramp. And one night, this guy had a heart attack while he was driving.
Mm.
And he crashed into a light pole right in front of our house. And the light pole fell onto his car. And then, rolled off his car into the street. We called 911. We had, the guy who was, in charge of our house. Because it's still owned. It's hard to explain. But it's still owned by the college. It was off campus. Whatever. Not important. But we had
An RA.
Yes. The guy who was in charge of the house was Captain America. He was don't worry, fellas. I'll help.
Was he a big guy?
No. Oh. Not really. I mean, he was in shape and stuff. But he was like, let's go, guys. We're going to help. And I'm just like, I mean, there's a lot of you helping. It's like five. Am I just going to get in the way? I remember that.
And now you've got people who are just more likely to do this
than
help, which is sad.
I will film, guys. We are going to be on TikTok. I think the guy ended up dying, actually, at the hospital. But I actually did help. I moved the light pole. Yeah. I was able to pick that up and move it off of the street.
With your pinky, right?
No, it was heavy. It was quite heavy. But no, I did that. So not all heroes wear capes. some have, Ninja Turtle pajamas and do that type of stuff and wearing sandals. A groom in Romania found himself a new bride within 24 hours after his fiance got cold feet and took off. He called up his old girlfriends and convinced one of them to marry him. Didn't tell anyone until she walked down the aisle. So let's say you're at a wedding and Mike and Jenny are going to get married. And then, you've known Mike for a long time. And he's down waiting for his bride. She comes down the aisle, and it's not Jenny. It's Teresa, his ex-girlfriend. And you're like, am I being punked? Am I the only one that knows? I can see you being very loud. What's going on?
I'm so confused. Especially if you have a few drinks before the wedding. You'd be like,
why are you having drinks before the wedding?
Because sometimes people do that.
Just kidding. We had drinks before my wedding.
Oh, yes. I had drinks during your wedding. But, I'd be like, hey, Lynn's boyfriend, and not Lynn. Remember that movie?
Right, yes. All right. Is there an ex that you have that if he called right now and said, Sammy? My fiance left and I'm still having a wedding. I just need a bride. And that bride, I would like to be you.
You're now, the next best thing.
Now, hold on. I don't know too many of us out there who would say yes. They're your ex for a reason.
Right.
Okay. But is there anybody out there where you don't immediately say no? Right? You're going to say no. But you're like, no.
there might be one.
A little bit of a longer pause.
A hesitation.
Yeah.
But like, no, that's dumb. I don't want to be somebody's runner-up, second choice.
What if they lived happily ever after? And what if it's one of those, it was meant to be, and you actually thank God she got cold feet because I couldn't even imagine living my life without you. Now, obviously, he doesn't say that. That day, I'm talking 5-10 years down the road.
Yeah.
No, because
I feel like later on they get into an argument. Well, Jenny wouldn't have done that, or Jenny would have done this or that. Or,
yeah.
No.
Where's Jenny? She left you. You know what? She was smart. I was dumb. I shouldn't have said yes. I don't know why I did. I was having a bad week.
I would totally do that if I was, the new Jenny.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, I don't think you would say yes.
No. Like,
you're not a big go back to guy person.
No, I do. Usually 3 or 4 times, but I don't.
Like, it, but it's always, it's never...
It's usually my choice, not because somebody broke up with them and then they come crawling back to me.
I'm trying to make you look like a good person here.
You don't have to lie.
No, it's like, well, I think you would go back to them out of convenience. I already know this person. I know what I'm getting myself into.
I've done that.
Right.
I'm older and wiser now, and I would never do that.
Yeah, we'll see if you get a phone call any one of these days. We'll see. All right, ladies, you want to seem younger? Got the secret.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph Podcast.
All right, so ladies, I know you want to seem younger. I know you want to attract those guys. Sammy, if I said to you there's a certain smell out there that will make almost any woman seem younger. They did a study about this. Is any woman's going to seem 6 years younger to a man?
If she wears this scent?
If she wears this scent.
That's weird.
I'll give you what they tested. They tested the smell of grapefruit, the smell of broccoli, the smell of banana, the smell of spearmint leaves, and the smell of lavender. Out of those five, one made a woman seem 6 years younger to a man. By the way, didn't work the same way. If a guy smelled like this, women, no. It did not make men. Women were getting their ages kind of right on the nose.
So you want me to guess which one it was?
Mm-hmm.
Spearmint?
No.
Lavender?
No.
Oh.
It was grapefruit.
I thought you were going to say broccoli then, and I was like, what the
no,
hell?
No, broccoli's okay, gross.
Grapefruit.
Fragrance? Helped women seem 6 years younger to men. Do you know anyone who eats grapefruit?
Old people.
Besides, yeah, gonna say, old besides people. The only person I ever knew to eat grapefruit was like my grandma.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is. It's like, it's sour. Oh, this is awesome. This is a big orange. I love oranges. They tricks you.
No, and you need a like special spoon to eat it and stuff.
Do you? Can't you do it with a regular spoon? Like a small spoon?
They have ones with like ridges on it.
Grapefruit spoon?
Yeah, they do. They make those.
I wouldn't know because I don't eat grapefruits.
My grandma told me that.
Who ate grapefruits?
So who's old?
So what is it about grapefruits that make you seem 6 years younger to men.
Well, isn't that part of that study?
No, they don't know.
I'm just going to... We used to do this one day. I would just rub random things on myself, and you tell me if I smell younger. How about now?
Did you just get into a DeLorean and go back to your 20s? Cause...
No, it's chocolate pudding. Shut up.
Yes, you rub chocolate pudding on yourself.
I don't know why I said that one, but snack pack makes you six. I don't know.
Like, I was wondering, I was thinking about this. Yeah, broccoli, we both agree, smells gross. Spearmint leaves, I thought maybe. Banana, I was like, I like the smell of bananas.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was one of them.
But grapefruit probably would have been one of my last choices. My last choice would have been broccoli. My second to last choice probably would have been grapefruit because it makes me think of old people.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, we're wrong. Let's stump Sammy here. More than 50% of workers polled say they think this is never okay to do in the workplace. And it's not something sexual, all right? So get your mind out of the gutter.
50%, you said?
50% of workers polled said they think this is never okay to do in the workplace.
Is it something that I've done?
Oh, yeah. 100% you've done. Steph also did.
Sleep?
Nope. No, it wasn't sleep.
Come to work in your PJs?
No.
Because I did that a lot.
No, but you're getting a little closer.
Not wear a bra. Because I did that like every day.
No. Stay along those lines, though. Clothing issues.
It's a clothing thing?
Yeah.
Have a blanket?
Nope. That's not clothes.
Well, I had a Snuggie. That was technically
And technically what I'm talking about isn't clothes either. We'll call it accessories.
Does that have to do with shoes?
It is shoes.
Wear sneakers?
Yeah.
Or not wear shoes?
Not wear shoes. More than 50% of workers polled said they think that it's never okay to... Yeah. It looked like you just licked your foot.
I did not lick it.
You're not wearing shoes, and this is hardly work.
That's true.
So this is just two friends hanging out, having a conversation.
Plus, I have a sweet pedicure.
Oh, congrats on that. Well, remember that one older guy from the rock station who used to just walk around without shoes all the time, bare feet?
I won't be bare feet.
He was bare. He was bare feet all the time. It was weird.
I have slides. I don't like to be barefoot normally.
You wouldn't,
but I would be in my socks. I'd go all over.
Yeah, well, 50% of people think that you were. It was not okay for you to do that.
Well, I mean, normal jobs, it's not.
I bet it was more than 50% too at the radio station. You were not liked. All right, 45,000 Americans are injured by this every single year.
Well, that's very random and broad.
45,000 Americans are injured each year by this.
Is it an animal?
Nope.
Is it a machine?
Nope.
Is it something that I have?
Yes.
That I use?
100%.
A lot?
Everyone uses it.
450,000 people?
No. 45,000 people.
45,000 people a year are injured, not dead.
I mean, maybe some of them died. I don't have all the statistics right in front of me.
Scissors?
Nope.
A butter knife?
Nope.
Is it a kitchen utensil?
Nope. You use this every day and so does everyone else.
A phone?
Nope.
A toothbrush?
Nope.
Please,
you think everyone uses this, a toothbrush, every day?
I would hope so.
Have you seen society?
And you're sure everyone uses a toilet? Really?
Yeah. Again, I don't have any other information other than 45,000 people are injured every year by toilet. Like, oh my God, I can't believe the toilet attacked me. No, I think it's falling on the toilet or like hitting your head on it.
Stubbing your toe?
Yeah.
Kicking it in the middle of the night, you know?
How do you kick your toilet?
Same way you kick the side of your couch or an end table. You don't mean to do it, but it's dark. You don't know where you are. You're half asleep.
And you kick your toilet, but it's like...
Well, it has a base.
Yeah, but you got to go under the bowl to kick your toilet.
Or from the side. I don't know. All
right. Well.
Maybe the lid falls down. Ow.
Yeah, that could be it. Maybe you go to the hospital like a sprained thumb or something because your toilet lid fell. It's happened, I'm sure. 45,000 ways to do it. We will see you guys on Friday. Sammy will be back for another day of fun. Let's do it.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.